Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Feedback coming in to the Carson Anderson inbox here at 97.1. Unnamed texter, I would love Duran, but for the love of God, can we get a right-handed hitter in this organization? Can't have an outfield Carp, Duran, and Green. They all bat lefty. I mean, well, you can. Maybe you move someone. If you get Duran, you need to trade one of these, Green or Carpenter. All three in the same outfield is really, really redundant. I think the situation with Boris is different than previous pending free agents. Skubal has to be highly motivated to get his deal done now. Two major arm events, and he's all a little older than typical superstars hitting free agency for the first time. Yeah, I think that's why he's going to get traded, because, and that's why the Tigers actually have a little bit of leverage here. He wants the contract, and he wants it now. And I would suspect that there'd be a willingness to trade a player to sign with his new team, which means the Tigers aren't trading a guy for only 1 year.
I just, when I think about the outfield for this team in the future, what it can be, I mean, we're not far away from seeing, you know, the next guy in Max Clark being, whether he's a center fielder or wherever they put him in the outfield. Riley Green is, you know, he produces. He produces home runs. He's producing runs. I mean, the guy had over 100 RBI this year, hit, 36 home runs. Yes, he strikes out a ton. There's that there. That's there too. Is Kerry Carpenter just a platoon player? Or does he deserve more at-bats against lefties? And you can see he doesn't have to start every day in right field. He can DH as well. Mm-hmm. And then this is where the other players come into mix. Are they 4A players or are they players? Is Parker Meadows, is he a guy or not? Is Wenzel Perez a guy or not? You know, Vierling is still in the mix, you know, and doesn't cost you anything. Is he going to be part of this? So there's lots to look at. Not to mention guys in the minors that are going to get a crack at some point. I think there will be a trade of somebody from the roster that we might go, wow, that just happened?
Yeah. Max Clark's another lefty outfield bat, by the way.
Yeah. But a guy who draws a lot of walks, and there's a lot to like with Max Clark, despite the fact that he's left-handed. Again, people going crazy about the right-handed bat. I guess I don't care as much. I want lefties, you expect them to hit the righties. Can lefties hit the lefties? That's the thing. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice to have more reliable and dependable bats off the bench, which is kind of how they've done it. You know, they have the right-handed bats, I guess, with guys like Ibanez and, you know, Justin Henry Molloy's another one they got to take a look at. Is this a guy they want to keep on this team or not? And I think there's going to be some movement. I think there might be some trade that involves like a Colt Keith or a Spencer Torkelson or Kerry Carpenter or Riley Green. Maybe one of those four guys is not on his team next year. I wouldn't surprise me if that happens.
Me either. But there's obviously sorting out the Skubal things, big deal here. More feedback here to the Carson Anderson inbox. Is keeping Skubal really the best bet to win a World Series? What if we get a haul, position players and pitching? That may improve their chances.
Yeah, well, getting a haul, sure. Yeah.
They're getting a haul. If you get the haul, take the haul.
Take the haul.
We're all pro haul.
Well, we like haul.
Yeah. Let's go haul. I sign Bichette and bring up McGonigal. I sign Chris Bassett and trade Skubal to Seattle for Caden Anderson, Michael Morales, and Logan Gilbert and Bizardo.
Logan who?
Logan Gilbert.
Oh, okay. Make sure it wasn't another Logan.
I see the stuff. It'd be so weird. Be very, very weird.
I don't want him to get traded here.
I like
it would be awesome
it
for
would be,
you
yes.
and the family to have your nephew traded here. I don't want it to happen because I don't want to have to talk about your nephew on a day-in and day-out basis.
I will say this. He's got a great situation in Seattle. I think Seattle, the organization's been great for him. I think he loves it there. I know he loves it there. But, you know, he's a promising young.
I can't imagine anybody in Seattle's organization wants to leave Seattle at this point.
Probably not.
They probably think they got that thing rolling, ready to go. Don't want to rock the boat.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. So I mentioned the Lions stuff. News. There is news.
Got news?
Yeah, because Dan Campbell just spoke with the media. Eric Woodyard, who covers the Detroit Lions for ESPN. Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell are both trending to play this week, according to Dan Campbell. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Dave Burkett. Dan Campbell said the Lions could get cornerback DJ Reed back in early December. Josh Pascal won't practice today, but had a good week. So that is good.
So Josh Pascal won't practice or won't play?
Won't practice today, but had a good week. It didn't say anything about playing. So the DJ Reed thing is the news that I wasn't necessarily expecting. DJ Reed is a really, really potential impact player to return. And I hope, out of everything that happened last Sunday, I hope the most significant positive thing is that Terrion Arnold's turned a corner. So we'll see if that's the case. But they could definitely use getting guys back. And, of course, we're not silly here. As soon as they get guys back, somebody else is going to get hurt because that's just the way it works. But, you know, getting DJ Reed back is something that I do not undervalue at all. One other thing for the NFL, the Antonio Brown story has gotten really, really weird, hasn't it?
It's been weird from day one.
Yep. Well, I don't think his career was weird from day one. I think he's gotten stranger and stranger. But he is now charged with attempted murder.
Yes. This is from an incident a while ago, right?
Yeah, he said it was self-defense. They're not buying it. And he was accused of trying to shoot and kill an individual at a boxing event in mid-May. The incident was partially captured on video, according to TMZ. Antonio was seen grabbing a gun and running with the weapon. He was allowed to leave after speaking with police in June. An arrest warrant was issued for him, and he was caught in Dubai. So, I don't know, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's so strange. And it was a guy that had a lot going for him.
Oh, he's the best in the game.
Yep.
One of the best in the game.
Yep. Regarding the Lions, protect Goff. Everything else will fall into place, scoring and third down conversions. I mean, that's a pretty simple thing to say, and it's probably more true than not true.
Well, I agree. You can go that way, or I can just say run the ball. Be able to run it effectively, and that makes the passing game even better. He threw the ball just fine against the Vikings. The problem was he didn't have a lot of time to throw, and he got sacked 5 times, pressured probably another 10 times, and that was an issue. But if they're able to run the ball, teams got to be honest.
Here, this is from an unnamed texter. I don't want to see Gibbs in pass protection this week. It's painful to watch. That's on Johnny Moe. Well, go to the line of scrimmage. You got a run play called the Jahmyr Gibbs. Goff gets the line of scrimmage, says kill, 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 checks into a pass. Now Gibbs is in pass protection. Like that, you can't only play David Montgomery.
Right.
And you can't tell Goff, don't change the play because Gibbs is in the backfield.
You're going to telegraph what you're doing if you have David Montgomery in there.
On all pass plays and Gibbs on all run plays?
Yeah. Do I think they can get more creative, use a tight end more as an H-back or something like that to provide more protection if they have to? Sure. But everything's going to be dictated by how things start off. Because you can have the plan, but then you have to make the adjustment. If it's not working, then no, like, hey, we think we had a great week of practice and preparation. We think everybody's on the same page. We got our blocking schemes ready to go. Let's go. We don't need to bring in the tight end. We don't have to have Montgomery in there at all times. We got this. And then you find out after two series, uh-oh, that's not working.
we don't have this.
Right. Then you're going to have to shift.
Another text here. The rushing numbers are skewed. The Lions are not a top 10 rushing attack. I want to know, this warrants some further, what makes them skewed? Numbers can be skewed, don't get me wrong, but what makes them skewed?
Are they skewed because they had two really good games running the football?
So that might be the case, but that does count on your total. And they could be skewed because they haven't been good of late. I don't think they've looked like a top 10 rushing attack lately, although there were some big runs. And I'll give you an example how rushing numbers get skewed. And Calvin Shepard talked about this week. There was a swing pass to Aaron Jones that they later determined was a run. It went for 31 yards. So on the Lions rushing total, a swing pass for 31 yards became one carry for 31 yards that skewed the rushing total,
right,
when it was really kind of a pass.
I think our very own Burgie had the stat where if you take away, and you cannot do this, no. I understand this, but if you take away Jahmyr Gibbs' 78-yard run, he's averaging like 3 point something per carry. It's just not good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's what the ticket text means.
It could be.
The rush tag is not as good as it looks on, at least numbers-wise.
Well, I mean, nobody really carries the ball 4.5 yards per carry.
Exactly.
If you take away Barry Sanders' mm-hmm. long runs, how good was he? 248-539-9797. We will hear from the coordinators next hour, the best of what they told the media. Really interesting stuff from Calvin Shepard. Also, Johnny Morton speaks. And
4.2 a carry, by the way.
What?
It would be 4.2 a carry if you got rid of the 78-yard run. I just did the math.
Are we referencing Jahmyr Gibbs?
Jahmyr Gibbs, season average.
If you take away this 78-yard run,
right,
then his yards per carry goes from 4.9 to 4.2.
That's what you're doing. I'm sorry. I didn't quite. 248-539-9797. Anyway, hear what the coordinators had to say next hour. Also, we'll go out to Allen Park and talk to the Burchie kid from, they have practice. He met with the media. Burchie's taking it all in. We'll have the very latest. So get set for this game against Washington Sunday, 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.